Oh, yeah. Raptors abroad, baby. Still in Thailand. Still representing. Had to get up a little early, go take care of some business. Now I'm back. I checked out my ball game. Because we had the Toronto Raptors taking on the Boston Celtics, and this was arguably the biggest game of the season. Why? Because with a W, the Raptors will secure their first playoff spot since 2008. Which doesn't sound that long ago, but that's 6 years, homies. That's a long time, man. I'll be watching every single one of these games, and we are headed to the playoffs. I can't believe it. When the regular season ends, I'm still going to be watching Toronto Raptors basketball. Ugh. Unreal. So usually I don't cough it up early, you know, cough up the score early in the podcast, but I'm just too darn excited, so I had to say it. So I'm going to break this one down. This is Raptors versus Celtics in the ACC, March 28th. Raptors just beat these guys a couple of days ago in Boston. So we're hoping for a repeat performance, obviously. So the first quarter, T. Ross running the first 6 minutes. He was 3 of 4. He had a three. He had a driving layups. He had a beautiful bounce pass to Lowry on the fast break. Looking fantastic. Second half of the quarter, it was the Jonas show. Jonas had 10 points in the final 6 minutes, 6 of 6 on free throws. And not to stop talking about him, T. Ross also ended the quarter with a sweet and one, which he actually did twice this game, where it looked like, you know, earlier in the season he probably would have went up and tried to dunk this, but instead he protected the ball, took the foul, and then laid it in calmly. And the Raptors had a 6-point lead after the first quarter, 32-26. That's what I'm talking about. Second quarter. Not too much to talk about for the first half of the quarter. The six-minute mark. A little bit of inspiration here. The Raptors battling hard. Get Lowry with one offensive rebound. Then Jonas with an offensive rebound. He kicks it to DeMar. DeMar with a sweet drive. Switches hands in the air. Lays it on the right side. Raptors built up a 9-point lead at that point. However, I'm sounding like a broken record. I should just stop commenting on it. But of course, they build up a 9-point lead. Then they give up a 15-5 run. 15-5. So you can do the math there. That's a 10-point difference. So from being up 9, they're now down 1. 51-50. Boo. Not happy. But Chuck Hayes. I got to say, Chuck Hayes was playing some good basketball this game. He had really good hands. And he was just swatting balls away from people left and right throughout the game. In this quarter, right at the end of the quarter, right at the end of the half, he had a great steal underneath the basket. Kicks it up to Grevis Vasquez, who drives, has a really nice spin move, but the spin move was a bit too much. Threw himself off, and tried to lay it in, but he only got backboard. But luckily, we had our boy Tyler Hansbrough flying in to get the offensive rebound and the putback with almost no time on the clock. So that gave the Raptors a 3-point lead, 56-53, going into the half. Third quarter. Wow. I had a few wows this game. T. Ross with a great drive on the left side. Again, what I was talking about before. He takes the... Instead of trying to dunk it, he goes in. Chris Humphreys challenges him. He takes the contact, bounces off of him, hangs in the air, finishes and one. Keeps the concentration. And the Raptors had a 7-point lead, 69-62. And then the 5:30 mark, T. Ross, another great bounce pass, this time to Chuck Hayes. The sophomore's starting to figure it out. He's starting to figure it out from what I can tell. So T. Ross, nice bounce pass to Chuck Hayes in the paint. He has a short push shot. Raptors up 73-66. And then at the 3:30 mark, Raptors start to go on a little bit of a run. Started with DeMar with the and one jumper from the right side from about 18 feet. 78. Now it's 78-68 Raptors with the free throw. Then Vasquez chips in with a three and a layup to close the quarter. Raptors are up 12, 85-73. Right? Fourth, going into the fourth in a game we need for the playoffs. Yes. So happy. So you tell me what's going to happen next, guys. Of course, the Raptors got a couple more points in the fourth early, so they built a 14-point lead. And then the Celtics, just blistering. They start the quarter 6 of 6. They cut the lead to 5, 89-84. Only reason the Raptors are still in it was because of DeMar. He was keeping us ahead with deep jumpers. And we're able to build the lead back, you know, up to 9. I think it had dipped down to 3 at one point. And DeMar, he had 10 points in the first 4 minutes, the fourth quarter. That's some clutchness. That's what I'm talking about. But of course, you know, I'm not going to go on about it. The Celtics go on a run right back. 9-0 run in 1 minute. They scored 9 points in 1 minute. Jared Bayless was on fire. And Kelly Olynyk was chipping in. So they go on a 9-0 run in 1 minute. And all of a sudden, the Raptor lead is down to one. We've got a new ball game, 95-94. Raptors gave up 20, get this, they gave up 21 points in the first 5.5 minutes of the quarter. That's insane. I mean, that puts them on pace to score like 44 points. Painful. 4:51 mark, Jared Bayless, who was on fire, drains a deep two, and that gave the Celtics their first lead since late in the first quarter. They're up 96-95. And then, wow, Jared Bayless hits a three, Olynyk hits a two. All of a sudden, the Raptors down four, 101-97, with just over 2 minutes to go. So 2:15 mark, Kyle Lowry, seen enough. He takes it all the way, end-to-end, to the hole for the layup. Raptors down one, 101-99. Then the 1:49 mark, kind of a tough play here. After drawing an offensive foul on the other end, on Kelly Olynyk, Kyle Lowry comes back the other way, turns it over. Kelly Olynyk with the good hand steals the pass. So, and to be honest, Kelly Olynyk, I should talk more about him because he's a Canadian. He's back in TO. His parents used to work for the Raptors. He grew up around the team, so I'm sure a big game for him. Nobody, even Raptor fans, we don't want to see him have a tough game in Toronto. And so I was a little bit sad that he made that offensive foul. I wish it was on someone else. And even though I didn't want to see Lowry turn it over, you know, Canadian, I'm a softie. I was a little bit happy for Olynyk getting the steal. What can I say? 1:14 mark, Grevis Vasquez gets fouled, goes to the line, drains two free throws. That ties the game. And then, wow, what a play by Jeff Green. Raptors get a rebound off a Celtics miss, and it looks like we're on the fast break. DeMar breaking on Bayless. He's only got Bayless in front of him. He takes him to the hole, elevates, and Jeff Green comes flying from the right side and just blocks the heck out of DeMar. I mean, absolutely smashes this ball into, I think, the second row on the left side. So pretty impressive play by Jeff Green, saving the go-ahead basket. But it was short-lived because, wow, DeMar DeRozan, the All-Star, making up for it. With 33 seconds to go, he drifts from the right side to the left side, dribbling in, challenged well in the paint, drifting to his left, has to adjust and put up a super high arcing shot. String music, nothing but net. That gives DeMar 30 points on the game, puts us up 103-101. However, 5 seconds later, Rajon Rondo just blows by Vasquez on the left side for the layup. Game is tied. So Raptors got the ball back with about 5 seconds between the game shot and the game clock and the shot clock. They hold the ball. With at about the 10-second mark, Lowry starts his drive. Takes it to the hole, puts up an awkward shot, kind of falling back, an awkward righty shot, and just nowhere near enough strength. But Amir Johnson comes flying in, gets the offensive rebound, puts it back in off the glass. Raptors have the lead, 105-103. Celtics don't get a good shot off. Raptors win. And like I said in the beginning, we go into the playoffs, baby. We go into the playoffs, baby. So a huge W for the Raptors. Big props. I'm going to quickly hit up this box score and talk about my boy, DeMar DeRozan. He did have to take 27 shots, but he made 12 of them. 6 of 6 from the free throw line. And amazingly, he's actually a minus 16 on the floor with 30 points because he was there for that painful Celtics run. If you want to look at it by quarter, the Celtics actually beat the Raptors by 10 in the fourth quarter, 30-20. But luckily, the Raptors had gone 29-20. Beat them 29-20 in the third quarter. And anyone else of note? Nothing really else of note. I mean, T. Ross had a good game, 6 of 13. He finished with 17 points. Jonas, actually, he looked really solid out there. The numbers might not show it with 13 points and 8 rebounds, but he was plus 9 out there. And John Salmons gave us some decent minutes as well. The bench, actually, this is really different. The Raptors bench really showed up today. Grevis Vasquez, 15 points, 5 assists. And a solid team effort. Very painful that we gave up the lead there at the in the fourth quarter, but nice to stick with it and pick up the W. All right, so that's it for this Raptors Abroad podcast. We go into the playoffs. That's all I got to say, really. I'm about to check out the Heat and the Pistons now. And when's the next Raptor game? Let me check that out real quick so I let you know when you're going to be hearing my lovely voice again. Raptors at Orlando Sunday, and then Miami on Monday. Looking forward to that one. That saves me a little bit of time watching as well, because then it's kind of two podcasts in one. All right, y'all. Big love from Thailand. I'm about to go check out my old spot down in Kutta Beach, see if there's any waves rolling in, which they probably aren't, but I'll be happy either way. Maybe get myself some fried rice and a pineapple boat. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. Peace.